on listening to RCV, your home since 94, right here on the back page. My name is Jane Duntamwemba, the Bola Queen.
Association urges cooperation between FRA and farmers. Government urged to introduce mandatory training and screening for child handlers. And Eswatini protesters rally at US Embassy over deportation deal. With the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. The Farmers Association of Zambia has called for stronger collaboration and transparency between the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, and farmers to ensure timely payments and safeguard the upcoming farming season. This appeal comes amid growing concerns over delayed payments reported by some farmers across the country. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Association Executive Director Eric Mwenda urged both the government and farmers to engage in constructive dialogue to support national food security. Both FRA and farmers should be deliberate in ensuring that efficient and adequate funds are readily available to avoid inconveniences, said Mr. Mwenda. He further stressed the importance of open communication to address any gaps in the payment process, allowing farmers to access inputs needed to meet their production targets for the next farming cycle.
Where is really the biggest problem? Because if the money has been released, so the question now comes to say, is it a problem of a system in that area where the farmers are, or is it a problem of the farmers not providing sufficient information to FRA, or is FRA not doing certain things that are supposed to do to facilitate these particular payments?
The Ministry of Youth, Sport and Arts Permanent Secretary Chinesha Kangwa has reiterated the government's commitment to creating an enabling environment for all persons to thrive through policies and other initiatives in the country. Mr. Kangwa, however, emphasized that inasmuch as it is government's responsibility to mobilize resources that foster growth, development does not thrive on policies alone, but when all stakeholders such as the civil society organizations, private sector and citizens take ownership. Mr. Kangwa highlighted that the government recognizes that philanthropy is a key pathway to addressing issues such as climate change, poverty alleviation and other sustainable development goals, highlighting that progress requires collective effort. He said this in a speech read on his behalf by the Ministry's Director of Youth, Mebo Neziwe, during the Zambian Governance Foundation Open Day and Philanthropy Drive launch, an initiative aimed at rallying local support to assist communities across Zambia. The Permanent Secretary further highlighted that philanthropy is about solidarity, ensuring that Zambians standing with Zambians, neighbors supporting neighbors, adding that its overall communities take ownership. Awana Zambia Organization National Director Jeff Kantumoya has called on the government to introduce mandatory safeguarding and child protection training, as well as police screening for all individuals working with children. He said that such measures are essential to ensure the safety and well-being of children, allowing them to grow up in a secure environment that will motivate them to become responsible citizens. Speaking during RCV's Community Forum program, under the theme Child Evangelism and the Community Today, Pastor Kantumoya emphasized the need for both institutions and households to be fully aware of safeguarding and child protection practices to prevent child abuse. He said child protection measures are critical in laying a strong moral foundation for the nation's future generations. The government must ensure that anyone who works with children is properly trained and well informed in order to prevent the abuse of children's rights and their God-given potential, said Pastor Kantumoya.
It's not enough to just send teachers to handle children. We need to make sure that the people that are handling children are trained and they know how to handle children well. And they are also taught in these issues of safeguarding and child protection. It's very important. I would actually be one of those people that can advocate that, you know, the government encourage the church to ensure everybody that is handling children is trained and actually screened by Zambia Police. We have that unit where the Zambia Police also looks at this, and our law enforcement agencies, because they are all looking at ensuring that the child is safe and they grow up responsibly.
Mayfair Insurance Company Zambia Limited has expressed commitment towards collaboration and transparency, recognizing the importance of hard work for any company's success. Speaking during the celebration of its 15 years of existence that evening in Lusaka, company founding director Anjay Patel observed that hard work from its team members was crucial for the company's success and development. Mr. Patel stressed that without commitment, dedication and perseverance from the team, growth would be impossible. By valuing and recognizing hard work, companies can motivate employees and drive success, said Mr. Patel.
Our growth and our contribution to the insurance sector in Kenya and to the Zambian economy as a whole has been well appreciated, has been recognized by all the stakeholders that form part of the insurance sector. That has culminated in us having put up this building behind you that is truly an iconic building in Lusaka.
Meanwhile, Pension and Insurance Authority Registrar and Chief Executive Officer Namakau Ntini commended the company for its dedication and contribution to the growth of the insurance sector in the country. Ms. Ntini, however, urged the company to come up with insurance covers that will get them to low-income markets. She cited the recent fire incident that broke out at Kapalala Market on the Copper Belt as one that required such covers to help in supplementing government efforts and to gain more relevance. In African news, pro-democracy protesters from Eswatini gathered outside the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria on Friday, voicing strong opposition to a reported deal between the U.S. government and Eswatini's monarchy that would see deported migrants returned to the Southern African Kingdom. Protesters accused King Mswati III, Africa's last absolute monarch, of striking the deal for personal gain, allegedly accepting up to $500 million in exchange with no benefit to ordinary Swazi citizens. The protest highlighted broader frustrations with Eswatini's economic inequalities and authoritarian rule. Demonstrators called for an end to the monarchy and demanded accountability. Coming up shortly, Estonia seeks NATO consultation after Russian jets violate airspace. Listen more, stay tuned.
Anyone can get malaria, but those most at risk include people living in or traveling to areas with high incidences of malaria. Groups most vulnerable to malaria include the chronically ill, people living with HIV and AIDS, TB, etc., children under 5 years of age, the elderly, and pregnant women.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Med Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Estonia has requested a consultation with other NATO members after Russian warplanes violated its airspace on Friday. Three Russian MiG-31 fighter jets entered the Estonian skies without permission and remained there for a total of 12 minutes over the Gulf of Finland, the government said. Italy, Finland and Sweden scrambled jets under NATO's mission to bolster its eastern flank. A NATO spokesperson said it was yet another example of reckless Russian behavior and NATO's ability to respond. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Farmers Association.